Had a windy afternoon yesterday. Gusting around 55 here today. It might turn into a stormy one. You wouldn't think that looking out the window right now. It's all pretty calm and sunny. And we are still, of course, in the aftermath of those big storms Sunday that left a mess in parts of the province. Part of the town of Kipley looked more like the canals of Venice. Town Mayor Pat Jackson said pumping water out of her basement this. Having a few technical difficulties here this morning with my computer on a meltdown, but sorry about that. But yeah, some pumps are working overtime right across the entire town of Kipley right now, trying to pump out excess water from all the affected areas, trying their best to protect all the local infrastructure there in Kipley. We know it's been a grind, and thinking about you this morning here too, but today's threat of thunderstorms may threaten the opening day of Wascana Park Pool here in Regina. It's set to open up later on, and all the other pools will open in a couple days from now. We'll talk later with the city about the pool opening and the special movie nights they intend to throw at Wascana Pool this year, so you'll want to be mindful, too, of where to park if you're going. Not all parking nearby is free, but we'll get all the lowdown on Wascana Park Pool's opening today from the city. Right after the 7 o'clock news this morning, they'll join me live. Oh, and then after 8 o'clock news later, the Queen City X is going to announce right here its artist lineup. There are 5 nights of music coming at you this summer. The exhibition will run July 29th through August 2nd. West Coast Amusements returns with what they intend to do is bring a larger midway than they had last year. Kyle Russer. Russell, from Queen City X is going to be popping by with all the details after the 8 o'clock news. But I have seen an early preview of the artist coming. I think everyone's going to be pretty pleased with this. It's finally game week here in Regina. The Saskatchewan Roughriders will get back to practice today and get ready for their home opener against BC on Saturday. Saturday is also the first time you'll get a look at how our tailgating is going to go down. Going to be interesting, too. So long as it goes well and they learn from the initial start of it all, they intend to eventually open the gates and allow a little more tailgaters in down the road. For now, though, all the passes have been snapped up. But you are able to walk and wander through on foot on Saturday through the tailgating area, which I believe starts as early as 2 p.m. Might be a little sooner than that. I'll double-check that here. But that should be interesting. So, yeah, Riders back to practice today. The Lions are here on Saturday night. Some of the other headlines we're watching this morning. Hey, yesterday, 1 in the afternoon, just shortly after 1 o'clock, a small private plane apparently declared an emergency while approaching Regina Airport yesterday afternoon. Emergency crews all stepped into action. We're on standby at the moment. However, the plane managed to land safely, thankfully. There were no injuries nor damage. And everything went on with the rest of the day as it normally would. But that might have been a little scary for whomever that was happening to. Looks like those little crawly, creepy green things that hang from trees and fall to the sidewalks who love to eat our trees. Cankerworms. City of Regina going to start spraying for those. 4,000 trees need to be sprayed. And they are using some sort of organic product that is harmless to our pets, humans. But you might see the city out spraying for cankerworms. Hey, happening soon, perhaps. Looks like we're going to see a social media ban for children under 16 take another step forward. The Globe and Mail reporting the federal government is expected to introduce a bill as early as tomorrow. Last month, the provincial government sent out a survey, right? That little postcard. Did you get yours in your mailbox to gauge your interest and take your opinion on a potential ban? Premier Scott Moe has said Ottawa is the best in position to impose social media limits, and the province is prepared to work with the feds on this one here, too. Premier Scott Moe will perhaps touch on this a little later on, as he will be joining the Evan Bray Show here this morning.
I'm back in the New York groove. In the New York groove.
The NBA in New York last night. Donald Trump became the first sitting president to even attend an NBA Finals game, but his appearance at Game 3 really didn't come without some pain inside Madison Square Garden Monday evening. Trump got a cool reception from Knicks fans. During the anthem, they showed his face. They booed. Few cheered, but mainly booed. Later, his face was shown on the Jumbotron again.
Interesting.
More boos than I'm sure he would like. He was criticized by many fans and politicians for his desire to go to the game, which brought strict security measures in and around MSG and shut out Knicks fans who had hoped to stand outside the arena for a watch party, too. Trump seemed to enjoy it.
I thought it great. I mean, I thought it was amazing, actually. Even when they had the camera on me, I thought it was very good, yeah.
The cameras were on him several times. And at one point, Trump was caught on camera by those nearby having a nap as he sat. And he was seemingly awakened by a sudden burst of cheering and noise. And he just goes, what, what? And he kind of woke up from his little nap there. But in the end, the Knicks would lose to San Antonio 115-111. Star Victor Wembanyama came up with 32 of those points for the victory, too. And that's the Knicks' first loss in 13 postseason games. Knicks still lead the best of seven. 2-1, but it was their first loss in 46 days. Game 4 goes tomorrow night. Meanwhile, 48 teams, 104 games, three host countries. We're just days away now from the start of the World Cup. Soccer fans seem to be ready. The Canadian men's national team arrived in Toronto on Sunday ahead of its historic World Cup campaign on home soil, despite reports that Moise Bombido will be replaced in the lineup. Still waiting to hear the official announcement on that one right now. In Canada, Mexico are each hosting 13 matches, 6 in Toronto, 7 in Vancouver. The other 78 are in the U.S. Last-minute work is underway to ensure BC Place is ready to host. A temporary grass playing surface has been installed over the stadium turf there. Don Hartman is director of the stadium management, and he says his team is spending several hours a day maintaining that grass ahead of Vancouver's 7 scheduled games.
This pitch was grown out in the Fraser Valley, has been installed for about a month now. Underneath this is where all the magic is, with irrigation, vacuum ventilation system, everything that that we require to make this pitch sustainable and playable for 5 or 6 weeks.
Canada, currently ranked 30th in the world, plays their first game on Friday in Toronto before heading to Vancouver to compete and complete Group B play against 3 more teams. The tournament kicks off officially Thursday with Mexico and South Africa. The World Cup favorites, Spain and France, are the betting favorites, followed by England, Brazil, and defending champion Argentina. Argentina, of course, led by the team's leading scorer and star, Lionel Messi, was considered by many as the greatest in history. And Sarah Mills, I know England wants to end a frustrating 60-year title drought and is always mentioned as a contender before a World Cup, but hasn't always translated. Sarah Mills cheering madly for England this year. Yeah, I guess a small plane got in the danger zone yesterday, declared an emergency at Regina Airport a little after 1 o'clock, and emergency crews stood by, ready to jump into action if necessary, but thankfully the plane landed. James Bogus over there at the Regina Airport saying they always prepare for this sort of thing, but happy ending, no problem at all yesterday. Also yesterday in Florida, an earthquake off the coastline of Cuba was even felt at Disney World. So much so that the rides began to shut down automatically in Disney World. Must have been quite the shake. Here in Saskatchewan, the only thing that can shut down any rides at the Queen City X, I guess lightning and the wind. Yesterday, those wind gusts were, 55? Pretty brisk. Today, not quite so windy, but really, if you're up early this morning, haven't fertilized your lawn yet, maybe get on it because there's a really good chance it's going to rain pretty steadily later on through the evening. How about those Edmonton Oilers thinking about hiring Mike Babcock as their new head coach? apparently very serious. Their intention is to hire him, assuming the league gives the green light to it. The Oil were once interested in getting the Knights' former coach, Bruce Cassidy, of course, but that fell apart once their interest was leaked and the Knights wouldn't give Cassidy approval to talk to them. And then you see the other candidates out there. Peter Laviolette, he's gone now to the Kings. The coaching list gets pretty small pretty fast. So here we are, the organization, perhaps a little desperate now, clearly viewing Mike Babcock as their main man now. And you might remember Babcock resigned as coach of the Blue Jackets in 2023 after being accused of invading players' privacy by looking on their phones. He comes with a lot of other baggage, too. I'm not so, you know, I'm a huge Oiler fan. And admittedly, I'm not crazy about this one. But some of the local media that I trust in Edmonton suggest the key players acknowledge this Babcock signing have kind of said, okay, yeah, this is kind of a good thing. So I guess I go with the players, yet he's not been too kind to previous players. Look to the Maple Leafs. But anyhow, I'm not crazy about Babcock. Seems like a nice guy. I met him once at a Neil Diamond concert in Saskatoon. You know, it was a good chat, but do I want him coaching the Oilers? I'm not crazy about it. But hey, you can look at his credentials. He's the only coach to gain entry into the Triple Gold Club. Yeah, he's got a Stanley Cup. He's got a double IHF World Championship and the Olympic gold medal. Anyhow, John Tortorello, who came late to the Las Vegas Knights playoff run, is now in the Stanley Cup. He's coaching Vegas, and he told Elliot Friedman when Elliot asked, could he still be coaching the Knights next season? Here's what he said.
I haven't even thought about it. I'm so wrapped up in this. Everybody knows that I came on here and end of June, I'm done as far as with Vegas. And Kelly and I made that agreement when we first talked. This is what it is, and I don't even think of it because I'm so wrapped up being with these guys.
Ah, he'll be back. I'm sure of it. Coach of the Canes, Rod Brind'Amour, was pretty coy yesterday with the press when asked if he's decided on who his starting goaltender is tonight for Game 4. Will he go back to Freddie Anderson or stay with Brandon Bussey, who came in and looked great in the third of Game 3?
Not uncommon for you to give Freddie a day off in these situations. Have you made any decisions yet on where you'll go with that?
Yep. Yep. I think we'll keep it quiet. There's the only suspenseful thing around here that I have to hold on to. So it seems to have taken a life of its own, so I kind of enjoy it. But yes, it was a maintenance day for him.
I'm curious about this one. I think they should go with Bussey, but I think he'll go with Fred and put him back in there. But yeah, I can't wait. In the series that we weren't supposed to enjoy at all, it's one of the best I've seen in some time. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup resumes tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, CFL fans, you all set? The Riders will get back to practice today in preparation for the BC Lions. Our home opener is coming up, kickoff 5 o'clock on Saturday. Now, are the Blue Bombers the model franchise of the CFL? CFL Commissioner Stuart Johnston seems to think so. He opened up on this Bombers podcast saying this about Winnipeg.
The Blue Bombers are the model franchise of the CFL. And it's really, I think, impossible to argue with that. You've got a coach and a GM that have been together for over a decade, and this record number of sellouts is certainly a great symbol of that success. It really is a great example for all of our clubs and for the league office to look at and take best practices from.
Okay, the commish makes a good argument. Former Bomber turned TSN analyst Milt Stegall. He was on the Green Zone yesterday with Jamie and Locker. Amazingly, he agreed with the commish.
100% correct. Now, don't get me wrong. I would say 3 or 4 years ago, you guys were number one for a while, but Winnipeg has overtaken their number one spot. I mean, they're about to go on, 15, 16 straight sellouts, so they've overtaken you guys. You guys are second. Close second, maybe. It all depends on which week we're talking about, but Winnipeg and I'm not just saying that because I bleed blue and gold. They are the number one fan base right now.
Whoa. Hang on there, Milt. Let me check in with the Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. Belton, you have anything to say?
Screw the Bombers.
I couldn't resist. Anyhow, Milt said he's coming for our home opener with the TSN crew on Saturday night. He says this in a preview of the. He says this game is a preview of the West Division final. In all honesty, he thinks it's us and the Lions.
If you gave me $1 billion and I had to put it on which two teams, I would say these two teams. They have the best offenses, solid quarterbacks, offensive lines are solid, defense are solid, great coaching staff, and just all around great organization. So if I had to put money on it, I would say these two teams. It's going to be an exciting game. I'm saying the over-under on this game is 65 points, and I would go on over. Don't get me wrong. These defenses they're solid, but we got some great offenses coming out to play first game of the year. It may take a series or two to get things going, especially for Saskatchewan. It's going to be 3 weeks since they stepped on the field. It's unfortunate that they weren't able to play that first week, being the Grey Cup defending champions, but they're going to come out guns a-blazing. I like what they're doing on defense. I like the fact that Joshua Bell is the defensive coordinator. They won't miss a beat. So, like I said, if I was a betting man, I would say these two teams will be in the West Final.
Milt Stegall, there he is on the Green Zone yesterday afternoon, and what he thinks is a West Division Final preview coming up this weekend. 5 o'clock kickoff. Of course, they're going to raise the banner, too, for our win of the Grey Cup last year, just to make it that much more festive. It's finally here. It seems crazy. The CFL has already got week one under its belt, and we're still waiting for the home opener, but pretty stoked for it. Hey, some baseball news for you this morning. Our Regina Red Sox right there in the mix when it comes to the WCBL East Division. Through 9 games, we're sitting tied for second with Medicine Hat right now. It's pretty packed schedule this week, starting with the Sox and Weyburn tonight before returning home to host the Beavers tomorrow night. Curry Field, they've done a few changes. They're doing their best over there, those Red Sox. It's a great evening experience with your family. It's more than affordable, great food and drink, and my hat's off to the Regina Red Sox. They make it a great atmosphere. CJME News Time now is 6:27. Coming up later this morning, after the 7 o'clock news, the City of Regina will be here. We'll talk about Wascana Pool opening today. What's new and what can you expect? Where to park? Where's free parking? Where not to park? And after the 8 o'clock news, we reveal the Queen City X entertainment lineup right here on 980 CJME.